Congressional candidate Betsy Dirksen-Lonergan has made health care her signature issue. There is another Democrat in the March 17th primary who is also talking about that issue. Stephanie Smith of Urbana supports Medicare for All, also known as a single-payer system. That's where the government provides insurance to everyone. Lonergan supports a less radical change, a new public option. People could buy into a government-run insurance program like Medicare. Private insurance would still exist, but people could choose to get a government insurance plan instead. Ryan Denham speaks to Lonergan about this distinction between her and Smith.
You know, my number one priority is making sure that everyone has access to quality, affordable care, that people can get their prescription drugs, that they can get to a doctor when they need one, and that no one, you know, faces bankruptcy because of one medical bill. And I am, you know, I'm not for Medicare for All because across the district, I hear from people who like the insurance they have. They want to keep it. It's just they need help with the cost. And so I think in our district, a really good alternative is to introduce Medicare as a public option, particularly beginning in our rural communities and with small business owners, because our rural communities have lost providers. So this would bring competition to the market and lower the costs. And I also think it is absolutely critical that we address the cost of prescription drugs. And Democrats passed a great bill in Congress called the Lower Prescription Drugs Now Act. And it would allow Medicare to negotiate for drug prices, bringing the costs down. I think they said it would save us, you know, around $400 billion. I think it averaged out to around $1,900 a family. That is a direct positive impact on our community. And Rodney Davis voted against it. I think that's a huge mistake because I hear from people every day who are making difficult choices regarding their prescription drugs. And I think that he's on the wrong side of that issue. He's taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies, and he's not listening to people in the 13th district.
I think the last time we spoke, I asked you where would you start on healthcare, and I think the allowing Medicare to negotiate for lower drug prices was the first thing you mentioned.
It's huge.
I think priority number one.
Brian, it's a big deal. You know, think about it this way. You know, we hear a story, you know, we hear about, you know, different ways that the government uses its purchasing power, right? So if they, you know, if the military needs something purchased, they put out the RFPs, the request for proposals, to make sure that they are spending taxpayer dollars wisely. So why wouldn't we use our purchase power to make sure that we are spending people's tax dollars wisely and also bringing down their costs?
So what if we have the scenario, though, where Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee for president? How would you square your concerns with Medicare for All with, you know, the person at the top of the Democratic ticket, you know, being a vocal supporter of it?
Sure. You know, my job when I go to Washington is to advocate for people in the 13th district. And they tell me every day that they want to protect the Affordable Care Act. They want to see it fixed. They know that it's not perfect. But they want protection for people with pre-existing conditions. That's another big issue. They want all of those essential health benefits. And so that is my job. But let's be clear about something here, Ryan. Republicans are not in the business of protecting health care. The only ones having these discussions about, you know, which tack to take to make health care better are Democrats. The Republican answer is to take it all away. Rodney Davis has voted over and over again to repeal the ACA. He just voted again against protecting people with pre-existing conditions. They have no plan. And their answer is to get rid of all of it.
To that end, incumbent Congressman Rondi Davis, who you've mentioned, recently voted against a House resolution that condemned the Trump administration's Medicaid block grant plan. Supporters say that this new approach would ensure financial sustainability for the Medicaid program in the long term by letting states operate with a defined budget for it. Medicaid advocates argue that the changes would hurt low-income people and invite states to, you know, cut costs, reduce coverage. What do you make of this? They don't call it a block grant plan, but what do you make of that proposal?
It will hurt Medicaid recipients. Don't let people confuse the issue. Those are cuts. And you also need to look no further. If you're talking about priorities here, look no further than the budget that President Trump just unveiled. It has steep cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, among a host of other things that we care about. But those are cuts.
How would you protect Medicaid, making sure it's funded sustainably into the future, while also making sure, as Republicans always raise this point, make sure it's not being abused, that waste is always being reduced, that people are only using it when they need to? How do you do both of those things at the same time?
Well, we can obviously do better. And I see myself going to Congress and making sure that I am a custodian of our taxpayer dollars in the most responsible way. And I don't take those decisions lightly. My priorities are to make sure that Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security are here for us now, in 5 years, in 20 years, and down the road.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan of Springfield, who's running again in the 13th Congressional District. That includes parts of Bloomington Normal. She'll face Stephanie Smith in the March 17th Democratic primary. The winner would face Republican Congressman Rodney Davis in November. So, Betsy, the Democratic Party is doing a bit of soul searching right now. You can see it in any of the presidential debates. So there are some Democrats in the 13th District, given that backdrop, who may feel that you're not progressive enough for them, that you don't support Medicare for All, for example, that you just explained why, that you raise big money. What is your response to that concern?
Our mission is to make sure that we flip the Illinois 13th District. Right now, we have a representative in Congress who has taken millions of dollars from corporate PACs and special interests, who votes against really important issues like climate action now to get us back into the Paris Climate Accord, voted against criminal background checks, voted against the Equality Act, and just voted against the PRO Act. The PRO Act, Ryan, is the Protect the Right to Organize Act. It is the fundamentals of unions and making sure that we make it simpler for people to join and form unions, make it simpler for them to be part of them, because we know that if we want to build the middle class, we want to help working families, unions are our path. He voted against it. So the question that we need to address here is, what is our number one mission? Our mission is to flip this seat. And I have built this amazing grassroots army over the course of the last cycle. Ryan, we came into this race for 2020 with over 2,000 volunteers already who are fired up and ready to go. We are phone banking at night. We are knocking doors on weekends. We are spreading our message about protecting health care, about protecting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, about protecting our rural communities, about making sure our kids get a good education. Those are the bread and butter issues that people in Central Illinois care about.
Yeah, to the point you just made, how does your campaign look today versus where it was, you know, 2 years ago? So 2 years ago, that would have been right before this five-way primary. That was really interesting, the dynamics of that. Where are you today versus then?
Well, I can tell you that, two of my most adamant supporters are John Ebel from Champaign and Eric Jones from Madison County, both who were primary opponents last time, who have become very dear friends and are outstanding supporters. But we've built, like I said, over the course of the last cycle, I put 63,000 miles on my car last cycle, getting around the district and listening to people and doing the work of bringing people into the fold. And so this time we start out with all of those volunteers who are, you know, multiplying and ready to help flip this seat. Hmm. It's great.
So which presidential candidate will you be supporting March 17th?
Well, I think I'm just like everybody else, Ryan. I'm watching to see how, you know, how people perform and what unfolds. What I can tell you is that whoever is at the top of the ticket, you know, I will work with people up the ballot and down the ballot to make sure that we elect a Democrat for president and we elect a Democrat in Illinois 13.
Have you narrowed your possibilities? Any two, three that you are deciding between?
I'm still watching. There was a fiery debate the other night.
Yeah, fiery, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
It was interesting.
So I want to pivot here to the economy, Betsy. Congressman Davis is likely to run for re-election based in part on his support for the corporate and individual tax cuts that passed in late 2017. I guess they went into effect in early 2018. So he'll argue, I'm sure, that those tax cuts are a main reason why the economy is doing as well as it is. What is your response to that argument?
I think he's talking to the corporations that give him money and the super rich people who benefited from the tax cuts. You know, over 83% of the benefits went to the top 1% in corporations. And Congressman Davis spent a lot of time telling everybody that this was for the middle class, which it wasn't. That has borne out to that assertion has borne out to be false. He has spent a lot of time telling people, no, the corporations, they're going to put it back into wages and they're going to put it back into capital improvement projects. That's not what they did. They gave that money to their stockholders in the form of dividends. They did stock buybacks. That's what they did with that money. It didn't go to raising wages and improving workers' lives. I want tax reform that is aimed at the middle class. That's who needs the leg up, not corporations. They're doing just fine.
What is your read on the economy and how well it's working or not working, specifically in the 13th district?
Well, I'm glad that that the job growth continues. I would say that if you talk and listen to people within, you know, like in central Illinois, they'll tell you that they don't feel it in their pocketbooks. Again, they're not the top 1%. We aren't. That's not how the makeup of our district. And they're still working multiple jobs. They're still worrying about how they're going to make ends meet at the end of the month. So they're not feeling it.
Another issue that's wrapped up in the economy and is certainly of interest to our listeners is climate change. Republicans often make the argument that action on climate has to be weighed against the economic impact that whatever that action may have. So how would a Congresswoman Londrigan approach environmental policy?
Well, number one, I believe that clean air, clean water, and clean land are basic human rights. And it doesn't matter where I go in the district, people share that belief. I believe that we should be in the Paris Climate Accord. I think that was a mistake for the president to leave it. And I agreed with the House passing Climate Action Now, which essentially said the United States needs to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and not only have a seat at that table, but be leaders. Congressman Davis voted against that. And I think that was a mistake and disrespectful to people in the district. You don't need to look any further than central Illinois to see the devastating effects of climate change. We had historic flooding last season. And, you know, I want to make sure, I would like to be on the select committee to address a climate crisis, because it's what that committee does is looks at every policy through the prism of the climate crisis. And I think that's important. I think that's I would want to be part of that.
That's Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan of Springfield, who's running for the 13th Congressional District. Betsy, thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure.
I'm Ryan Denham.
Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan faces Stephanie Smith of Urbana in the March 17th Democratic primary for the 13th Congressional District. You'll hear from Smith next week on Sound Ideas.